and we'll go back to our regular order of business. And we'll take the cases that are, we got one table, we'll take the cases that were under advisement. The first case for this evening is 10,251.
Right.
That was taken under under advisement. New survey.
Yeah, they're all new numbers, right?
Yep, these are all new numbers. We're going by the September the 16th, 2008 survey, is that right? Hey, gentlemen, we're open for discussion in regards to the lot F05. Any discussion?
One thing, I don't know how to do it, but I would like to think that we could come up with some kind of uniformity on how, if we're going to grant any variances here, whether we can come up with any kind of uniformity on how we're doing it, as far as, you know, whether it be a percentage or I'm not sure how to do it.
Council, is that something you give us some guidance on?
No, sir. The ordinance speaks for itself.
Thank you.
Start figuring stuff like that, you're basically creating a new ordinance.
Okay. Appreciate that. Mr. Mills? Mr. McCabe, do you have any discussions or?
No.
Mr. Workman?
No comment.
I don't have any trouble with upgrading. I mean, you got to upgrade your place to keep it up. But in order to do it, you're going to need a variance. That's good to us. The trailer don't really make that trailer anymore, I guess.
Mr. Rickard, do we have a copy of the survey that they go by?
Yeah, I have a. We have a survey that they took.
The big one. I mean, the big one.
The big one.
Mm-hmm. The big one, yes.
For the park.
Yes, we have a big one.
Is that marked with variances of the past and what have you?
No, it's just the overlay. Okay, and that's what we're working off of here. You're seeing individuals right here from that.
Right.
They're working off of the big one, the overlay, rather. These are being derived from that.
In fact, I took some off of Mr. Lank today, just took to see some of these.
Mm-hmm.
We took some of that, and that's 1 inch. I don't have a thing. It's, what is it? 1 inch is 50 foot, and we're just about right of what is showing on here.
Okay.
Okay. So... like F5, lot 5, it says F5.
Mm-hmm.
We proposed a new location, and that's exactly what it's showing, and that it's showing the lot, okay, where it should be. That's, we've got the lots right now. Now, all we got to do is make a decision of what you want to do with the variances on the lots.
We're making progress. Now we just make the decision, as Mr. Burrell said, in regards to the ordinance.
Rick, you're saying we can't say that, as I say, all trailers be like 14 by. 70 minutes, you can't say.
I don't see how you could, because each lot's different. You know, each one you're going to look at is going to be different because of the structures around it. You know, most of these are, the problem is each one of these lots are, you know, there are these inherent limitations created by the surrounding three lots. And you can't go back and say, well, you know, so-and-so's got to move their shed off the property line, you know, because even though that might make it work, and you can't do that because that's another property. So
yeah,
you're stuck with each lot, having to look at each one as it is just because of the way things developed.
We're just good by the rules.
Mm-hmm.
In the event that we were to deny these variances and possibly future variances, then that would require the park to either comply, or if they couldn't comply, I guess redesign, right, the park.
Yeah, but then you open up a hole.
Yeah, then everything.
I mean, you start taking lots away, and you might as well just open your checkbook, and you know we'll pay you, because that's, you know, start taking their property. That's what you get to. I mean, the suggestion was made at the last meeting that somehow the park could redraw their property lines. So they can't be made to do that without it. You're running into a host of legal problems.
So if we deny these and they can't fit a mobile on there, then
if you create an unbuildable, you could conceivably create an unbuildable lot by establishing requirements that they can't meet.
Then what?
I don't.
Then there's a lot of appeals.
Then there's some. Yeah, there's. Then we're gonna be in court.
We're gonna be.
The alternative is you've got the standards for granting a variance are intended to some extent to address situations like that.
And it, because it's a mobile home park, then custom home built, custom built homes can't be placed there, right?
Right.
Mobile home park.
Huh?
Mobile home park.
It's a mobile home park.
It's conditional use, and that's for mobile homes.
Actually, just for a camper at one time. Now we're turning into a mobile home park.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I think I'd like to look at the overall survey before I would make a decision myself. I don't know how the others feel.
Well, what are you looking for, John, on the overall survey? Just a hint. I mean, you're getting the individual lots now surveyed.
Right. I you know, just to get a feel for
what it looks like.
Yeah, and how much violation there is, and you know.
But I mean, how many variances have we gave there?
Oh, quite a few.
Quite a few.
I don't have a number, but it's quite a few.
I mean, if a 12-wide mobile is available and we deny these, then that, I guess that would mean that they could place these in conformity. But
I think the question was raised of, but was a 12-foot, would it, there wouldn't even be in conformity with a 12-foot, even under the old rules, that any more. It was just a camper thing at one time, so a 12-foot wouldn't even be in.
I think most of these we've seen, the 12-foot wide mobile home probably would.
But that last one, the old one that was burnt, was a 12-foot. Went back, it wasn't in conformity, though. It was a 12 by 60.
Because it had a porch.
Right. Well, they write them on. How many of these right now, the 12 by 60, with, you know, the porches that are on? So even a 12-foot wouldn't be able to be brought in.
The worst part about that one, even if it was 12-foot, it's then adjacent.
Probably.
58, that's so close to the line.
Yeah, 58 is so close.
And chances are we'll have that one come up before us.
Mm-hmm.
But as you go down the line, you'll have these.
You have them all come in, because there's none of them going to be able to make that 20-foot right now.
The way it's set up now, you're going to have variances no matter what you put in there, because the other, it affects
right
the
next
other
one
as you go down.
Yeah, but Mr. Hudson just raised that issue. The one that, Did the limit replace?
Shifted around the way they did, gave us a new survey.
Right.
Trying to cut some of it down.
She's still not going to be able to. You have variances. If you approve one, even if you deny one, they're still going to come right down the line, like 58 on the other side of 55. 12-foot wasn't because you had a shed on it, or a porch on it, man. Particularly the one right next to on the left-hand side, they're right close to the line, too. So how would you correct that? Well, they would be coming in for a variance.
I don't know. I don't know if you can dictate what...
No, that's it's a problem.
...size trailer you can put in there. It's a mobile
home park. I'm sure you can do that.
You know, I think the management now is trying to form some consistency to one side of the property line by being 5.5 feet.
Right.
So that's a good thing.
Right.
And as, like the one on 58, if it's replaced in the near future, hopefully that same management is still in place and would, you know, try to be consistent on that side of it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But then comes the size of the home on the lot, and, you know.
Well, none of this is created by
the applicant. That, you know, since the initial request, it's commendable that they've reduced the width of a lot of these from 20 and 22 foot down to 16 to be in better compliance. Closer to compliance, I guess I should say.
And even one went to 14 from 16, it pretty went on down to that way.
You know, we're looking at lots. The one that the applicant withdrew tonight was 3,481 square feet. Then you go up to 3,730, 3,780, and the largest lot tonight was 4,006.
Right.
Right.
That's, you know, even counting from the one withdrawn is less than 600 feet difference.
Mm-hmm.
Not a very big area.
No, it's not.
It's unfortunate that this was originally designed to be more of a summer.
Like a travel trailer park at one time.
Well, yeah.
In the summer, period.
In a summer vacation area, and now it's becoming more of a permanent residential area.
Well, this is what happens to your old mobile home parks, and this is the problem that will exist as it begins to show its face. You're going to find this in other parks too. There's no markers. There's no nothing that they. And if they do, they say they have. We have the one mobile home park where the surveyor used plastic. So some of these we had to go out there and use a metal detector to find out where they were. But I can't issue. Yes, you can issue the.
Hanging
every inspector a metal detector to find them, but that's not what the ordinance says.
In one park they was using electric boxes, you know, and you've heard this and you've heard that, so.
So they said, okay, now what do you do? And they say, okay, we need a survey of the whole park. Now, let's do it. Let's get it done. Let's get the aerials. Let's overlay the aerials, and then we'll go from there. And that's where we are today.
And all these are being brought off from the overlay of the area, the big one that you've got. Well, and then it goes right down, like, you know, council saying.
Yeah, this is exactly the result of that.
Let me ask this question, Bud, and you just, you know, mentioned it, that, you know, in our discussion here that, you know, it's become more than just a trailer park in some ways, but how does this compare to Cape Windsor? Cape Windsor was a trailer park, right? Mm-hmm. What is it categorized as now?
Cape Windsor jam their...
So they have more room.
Room on their lots.
But well, I guess what I'm asking is what differentiates it to Sierra with the consideration now that Cape Windsor is building stick-built homes and going up 2 and 3 stories?
Cape Windsor got rezoned.
It got rezoned. It's not a mobile home park.
So that if they made it AR, made them all AR one.
They
lots,
made it all right.
So that'd be it.
So that's the difference.
It is AR, so it's not a mobile home park.
No, it's not a mobile home park. So but when it was bigger lots, and that's the reason they took the consideration of making it AR one.
That's why it was rezoned.
Yeah.
You don't ever foresee this being rezoned.
Not unless the owner requests it.
Well, you know, I can't imagine.
He might do that.
I just can't imagine them wanting to do that, but.
I can't either, but I mean.
But in that area though, damn near, but area though, yeah.
Personally, I couldn't imagine Cape Windsor being done that way, but that's just, you know, I guess I'm not used to.
Even Cape Windsor with its rezoning is not without its variances.
Oh, right, absolutely. Absolutely.
What about Malone's? There's nothing they can do there, is it?
No.
So you eventually run into the problem that you've got old antiquated buildings that are prone to fire and other disasters.
What really has happened here is that in the back when they created these parks, they didn't put the monuments in there. It so states that from what my research is, okay? And my research, and I don't go back as far as these parks do, but they show we should have had markers. So what happened was, I guess, one owner would steal another lot, a little more here, and to get another lot here, another lot there, and they weren't really marking them as they did. And as a mobile home park, the conditional use that they got didn't comply with what the old thing was. So you've got a lot. There's one down on Route 1, I think it's called Sunshine, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sunshine? That's another one that you're probably going to find that appear to you. I mean, some of them are that far apart.
I mean, way down Speech, same way.
But House Speech is a problem.
That's a problem. Got to be, because I went down Route 2 way down Speech to try to get them as compared. And
this comes from not enforcing, you know, everybody says, you know, we enforce too much and we shouldn't be. But this comes from not enforcing enough where we should have.
So how do we, or how is the individual owner then protected then? It goes back to the park owner then.
The park owner.
I mean, there's got to be some type of a vehicle or mechanism.
Somebody has
for
to take the responsibility
person.
And it has to be the park owner because
yeah, that's
they
what
don't
we
want
have to, yeah, that's what needs to be done.
Conditional use.
I mean, it's a shame. It's not fair to the individual who has these lots, whether it's, you know, 3,500 or 4,000, whatever it may be. They all should be able to, you know, utilize it to the best that they can, but it seems like that they're being held back then. Okay, because here's what we got. Like you're just saying, we'll slide it down. And you give this that one. You got a marker here. You got a telephone pole. We've had some of you bushes and put in pipes. But I just want something that'll protect the individual from the property.
And we're having the same problem with Bay City.
Yeah, I was down Bay City. I looked through there. I mean, all these parks are that way.
On the old section.
I bet they've only got 2.5 feet down in Bay City, if they've got that far between them. You don't have to. Used to be 15 feet for fire. Then it was 20 feet.
I don't think there is. Maybe you guys are firemen.
Yeah.
Is there a fire?
The reason this guy has problems.
When I looked into it last time, they never they suggested, but I don't think
they suggested nothing in stone.
This guy.
I say it was 15, and some came up with 20, 25. They didn't say anything, but you know yourself, 20 feet, 25 feet, 30 feet, you can get through there if you had to, depending. But then all these parks are like this, and some Sunshine. White House to Malone's. But anyway, then, we need to get back then to take some, you know, we got to do something with these.
We deny this.
Need to act on.
What happens then?
What's that?
We deny this. What did it do then?
Well, on this one here, he can't place his home.
You got to look at each
okay,
one.
On this one. Okay. He denied he can't place this home here until he comes into compliance.
If they're denied, it means they got to be brought into compliance with what they have.
So they're going to get a smaller trailer.
They're going to get a smaller trailer.
I don't know.
That's what they'd have to do.
Make small ones anymore.
That's what they said.
Yeah,
you know, 16 feet's not pretty big.
I mean, you got 3 kids in there, something like that.
Turned into Sierra did some background check on that, and it was, you know, like a summer home where guys would come down and just be down in Rehoboth, and then it turned into permanent. And
mm-hmm.
just like everything else, you know.
And a lot of them are the retirees that's been there all their life. Now that they've, right. I think they've retired down there, and a lot of them, you know, want, I guess they have, you know, their children and grandchildren. You want the safest place you can have for them anyway, too. I mean, it's nice that they're wanting to get rid of these, their old ones that's been there. Well, anyway.
Unfortunately, by denying these, it's penalizing those individuals for violations of other people in the past.
Yeah.
And which really, that's what I said earlier, and it truly isn't their fault.
Right.
You know, it's the park owner. It's a darn shame that there wasn't some type of mechanism to protect. And I, you know, I'm adamant on that. The individuals need to be protected. But that's what's happening. These will be penalized for the ones in the past that wasn't given the same opportunity.
It's trying to upgrade.
It's trying to upgrade, and it's a darn shame. It really is. Like I said, a lot of them that I've talked to, they're people that have lived there all their life. It's their parents, and now it's their children, whether well, they're not children, but they're, you know, they're up, and now they got kids and stuff, and they want to upgrade it to have something, you know, that's compatible. And they're being penalized for past mistakes. And it's very unfortunate. But
I think you're at the point now, you're coming to day of reckoning. Okay, that's the way mm-hmm. I put it. You're going to have to make a decision.
Yep.
I mean, it's everything you're saying is right. Everything you're arguing
catch 20,
is right.
Catch 22.
Catch 22. But you have six of them faces tonight. We got to act on them and make, I think council had pretty well on the head too, you know. They just have to go by the standards of granting the variance and make a decision.
Right, you can't let your heart get
based on it. You can't let your heart get in the way of you or your feelings. You just have to go by the ordinance. You know, if it meets the standard of granting a variance, it does or doesn't, and we have to go on. It's unfortunate. They have no other choice that I see. That's just my opinion.
Well,
I see the people taking care of somehow.
They are unique in that they're narrow, shallow,
right?
Small lots.
If you get down the list, go down the list.
That's about all you can do. Just take the standards of you for granting the variance, take each application, we'll go down the list. You know, you just can't get our feelings into it. I just want to see the people protected, that's all.
You know?
Okay. So we take case number 10,251, the variance that they're requesting.
Does everybody agree it's unique because of the lot size and shape, or lot size, I guess I should say?
Yes.
Does everybody agree it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property?
Yeah.
Yes.
Everybody agree that it wasn't created by the applicant?
Yes, it wasn't created by the applicant.
Everybody agree it won't alter the essential character of the neighborhood?
Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe an improvement.
Does everybody agree that it's a minimum to afford relief? I make a motion we approve case number 10,235.
Second.
It's 251.
I'm sorry. 251, yes.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson. That we approve case number 10,251 for the requested variances on their application. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried.